Now, this is one to keep in mind if you are getting eggs today. The world's biggest investigation into the cruelty of cage egg production has increased calls by animal rights activists to end the scale of caged eggs by the end of the year. So this investigation by the Australian Alliance for Animals has uncovered how the experience of caged hens affects their health, leading to disuse, osteoporosis, fatty liver disease, bone breakages as well during the removal of cages. Very, very horrible stuff. The major supermarkets, Coles, Woolworths, Aldi, they've promised their supply chain will be caged free by the end of the year, but does more need to be done in this space? Dr. Jed Goodfellow is the co-founder of the Australian Alliance for Animals and leads its law and policy reform agenda. Over 20 years' experience in animal welfare law, policy and advocacy, including a PhD in animal welfare regulation. So a very learned fellow, unlike I. And I'm pleased to say this very learned man, Dr. Jed Goodfellow, is on the line. Good morning, my friend. Thanks for making the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Goodfellow. It is an honour to speak to a distinguished man as yourself, as a humble fool. Anyway, serious matters to discuss. A lot of footage was obtained recently showing the heinous condition faced by caged hens. This has sparked a lot of calls to do something about this. What does the footage show?
Yeah, look, it is really distressing. And unfortunately, it doesn't really show anything new. We've known about the suffering of hens in battery cages for many decades now. So as you mentioned there, they lead to the highest rates of fatty liver disease, disuse, osteoporosis, bone breakage when the hens are removed from the cages. And of course, then there's the extreme behavioural deprivation. So the hens can't express any kind of natural behaviours. They're confined to a space where they have less than an A4 size sheet of paper in floor space in the cages to live on for their entire productive lives. So it's really not a life that is worth living. And we can do better. And there are alternatives to cage egg production, and that's where the industry really needs to move to now. We've seen quite a bit of progress over the last decade or so.
Yep.
Around about one in three Australian hens are still confined to cages, though. So that's around about 5 million hens still in battery cages in Australia. So we've got to get moving to phase out the last remaining cages in Australia.
Wow. That stat about an A4 sheet of paper is shocking. Where does the law stand on that at the moment, at least in New South Wales? What are the minimum requirements that hens are supposed to have in terms of space in the cage?
Yeah, look, currently battery cages are still legal, and that's why we're still having this debate. But a couple of years ago, in 2023, all state and territory agriculture ministers agreed to new national poultry standards that included a phase-out of battery cages. But the phase-out was over quite a long period of time, 2032 to 2036, depending upon the age of the cages. But the problem now is that only one state government has actually taken those standards and regulated them, as in put them into state law, because the standards really aren't worth the paper they're written on unless they've got legal backing. So right now, we're really pushing state governments, including New South Wales in particular, because New South Wales has the largest egg production industry,
yeah,
to regulate those standards. So actually put that phase out into law, provide the industry with more certainty, provide consumers with more certainty, so that we can get on with the process of getting rid of this very cruel system of production.
Yeah. What are the arguments that farmers have to keep the caged eggs as a matter of just being able to produce more eggs?
Yeah, well, the cages were initially installed way back in the 1950s. So after World War II, they started putting hens in cages because essentially it was a more efficient means of production. You don't have to Feed the birds as much because they're not exercising as much, not burning as much as many calories. And it was just an easier system to manage because the birds were literally in a cage, so you didn't really need a lot of management requirements to care for the birds. But of course, you know, back in the 1950s, animal welfare wasn't really a topic of great public debate. We didn't even have the field of animal welfare science. It didn't even exist back in the 1950s. So we really just ignored the actual welfare impacts upon the birds. And now we're at a point where the science is just showing conclusively that this is a really, you know, a very devastating system for the birds' welfare. And people are more concerned about animal welfare now. Consumers are also concerned about animal welfare. They're moving away from cage eggs. So more than 65% of Australian consumers are purchasing non-cage eggs voluntarily.
Yep.
Because they're concerned about the cruelty of the cage system. So that was the original reason for why they were put in cages, but now we're going down the path of moving towards a whole range of different non-cage systems. So there's indoor barn systems, indoor aviary systems, then of course there's free range as well.
Yeah. When you're purchasing the cage-free or the free range, I mean, the image that one has of the free range is there sort of chooks wandering around in a field. Is that what happens? What are people actually buying in terms of the space the chicken has when you get cage-free and free range?
Yeah, look, there's a huge amount of variety in the cage-free categories. So, you've got certain indoor systems like the barn system and the multi-tiered system where birds can sort of jump onto different levels and tiers within an indoor barn, but they don't get access to a range outside. And then, of course, you've got free range, which does include the hens being able to leave the barn and range out on a field. Even in the free range category, there can be significant differences in the stocking density requirements, for instance. So some systems will have, a lot of space for the birds, and then other systems will be more highly stocked, but they will nevertheless still be free range. So it's really important just to look at the detail on the pack, on the carton of the eggs, because that will tell you what the stocking densities are in the free range system as well. So if you want to allow the birds that are producing your eggs to have more space, then you can look up the stocking density on the carton.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. That's really useful for me too. Coles, Woolworths, Aldi, they've promised their supply chains will be cage-free by the end of 2025. Little two-parter here. Do you think they're going to honour that commitment, and do they possibly need to go further?
Yeah, look, they're telling us that they still are on track to meet that. I mean, we're coming up to the end of the year now, so they've only got 6 months in order to meet that commitment. So, and they made these commitments many, many years ago. This isn't something that they've just come on board with. These are commitments that were made over 10 years ago in the case of Coles and Woolies. So they've had a lot of time to prepare for this. I've got to say, Coles in particular making a lot of progress. They're looking like they very much are on track. The others are looking like they're on track when it comes to the sale of the shell eggs. But when it comes to the sale of egg ingredients that is going into processed food products, it looks like there's still quite a lot of cage eggs going into those products, which is a problem for consumers because consumers don't really have the ability to make the distinction when the eggs are going into processed food products. So the more than 60% of Australian consumers who are voluntarily choosing not to purchase cage eggs when they're looking at the shell egg category, they don't have the ability to make that distinction when they're purchasing, you know, other baked goods or pastry or mayonnaise, etc., where cage eggs might be snuck into those products. So that, again, is why we need the regulated standards in place so that we can protect consumers and, of course, improve animal welfare at the same time.
Yeah. This investigation taking place, that footage we mentioned earlier from 37 different countries, Australia has the capacity to implement a regulatory framework. In terms of the other countries and their ability to provide a better life for chooks that are producing eggs, do you think we're in a position where we're going to be able to get greater reform at this, at least in places like Australia, Europe, the United States?
Yeah, look, over 75% of OECD nations have already regulated the phase out. So the European Union hasn't had battery cages there since 2012. So, that's a very, very large market. You've got a lot of countries there that encompasses, and they've been able to make this transition happen. New Zealand has done it as well. So they don't have any battery cages in New Zealand either. So it's certainly feasible for Australia to follow suit as well. And indeed, we have been doing that over the last decade or so. And this is about getting those last remaining cages, which make up around about a third of the egg industry. And it's a matter of just moving away from that last remaining stock of cages. So it is absolutely feasible, but Australia is very much behind the pace at the moment, and that is a problem, and that's why our agriculture ministers, and particularly in New South Wales, the Minister Tara Moriarty is the agriculture minister. They need to get on with regulating the national standards that they all agreed to in 2023.
Thank you so much for making the time this morning, mate. That was really informative. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Dr. Jed Goodfellow there, co-founder of the Australian Alliance for Animals. He leads the law and policy reform agenda there. For more information, you can go to allianceforanimals.org.au, and they've got the info on that investigation we talked about and the other policy positions the organisation has.